Thanks for calling Crasset Radio Membership. This is Courtney speaking. May I please have your email address so I can locate your account?
Let's see. It's INTHESERAGLIO@yahoo.com.
Can you repeat that one more time for me?
Yeah, sure. INTHESERAGLIO@yahoo.com.
One moment. All right, that email is not pulling up.
Oh. Hmm.
I'm going to make sure I have it correct.
Okay.
INTHESERAGLIO.
Yeah.
At yahoo.com.
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
You got it.
Let me try to search for it in another way. It's not pulling up.
Oh, gee, let me get on my computer. I'll see if I can sign in. Is there another way to identify me?
Can I get your last name?
Yeah, D-W-I-N, Dwin.
D-W-Y-N. Hello, ma'am?
Yes, D-W-I-N.
And your zip code?
017 zip code. Yeah, 01760.
Give me one moment.
Sure.
That's not pulling up either.
Hmm.
Your first name?
Ruth, R-U-T-H.
I'm trying to search that. Nothing pulling up. Then you don't have a customer number?
Customer number. I'm going to try to sign into my account, and then I'll see. I didn't have that written down, but it must be on there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Account information. I'm going to put you on speaker, Horton. Sorry? And this is the day my computer is ultra slow. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And we'll have a nice leisurely conversation. Oh, goodness. I'm still here. I'm just waiting for something to show on my screen.
Okay.
Oh, I'm on Craftsy. All right. Step one is achieved. I'm now trying to get the sign-in screen.
Are you signed in to Craftsy?
No, I'm trying to get it to come up on my computer. It's just
okay.
Awful. Should I call you back?
I mean, it's your choice.
No, if you're allowed to hang on the phone, I'm going to keep you on because at least we've achieved that much. Okay, I'm signed in.
What email did you use?
INTHESERAGLIO. Because that's the one I use.
INTHESERAGLIO?
Yes.
I wonder why it's not pulling up.
I don't know. You didn't get my last name either. And that's the name I always use.
If you logged into that, I should be able to pull it up.
That's what I'm hoping. That's why I'm taking up your time, because I'm hoping this will pay off. Well, computers are great when they work.
Give me one moment.
Okay. Okay, my account membership, where would I find this number? Horton?
It should be in your dashboard.
Dashboard. I clicked on my name and premium membership. All right, that was.
I found you in one of our systems.
Good. Here's something details. I'll see if it's here.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Did you switch your email online?
Did I switch my email online?
Change emails?
At one time, I had two accounts, and I combined them.
Okay, because I see the AOL one.
Oh, which one? RDWIN?
Yes, ma'am.
One? Okay, but I don't use that.
Yeah, they got you changed in the system to log in under that email, but they didn't change it into the other system. That's why I won't find it, but I will go ahead and get that corrected for you.
Well, you know, I'll use RDWIN 1 at AOL. I'll just change my records.
But you won't be able to log into Craftsy.
Oh, all right, never mind,
yeah.
Never mind. Okay, bad
That's
idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I see.
So I'm just going to change it on our end, so when they call
okay.
in, they'll be able to, your current email address that you're using.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, I'm clicking my account. I can't find a number. I have classes, patterns, membership details, card on file, my orders, profile, and password.
It's your customer number. It should have your name. Let me see. You should see something. It say your user type name is learning more.
Doing
more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's your number. You don't actually have a number.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I could have told you that. I thought it was some kind of official number. That says display name in my records.
Yeah, and then they also have a number 246-2902.
Let me write that down because that's obviously something I'm not going to find in a hurry.
246-2902.
2902. And is that called customer number?
Yes, ma'am.
Customer number. Okay, well, now we have learned something. Okay, so you're going to change me from the AOL account to the Yahoo account.
Mm-hmm.
And I really called to tell you I wanted to cancel my automatic renewal.
All right, you sure you want to cancel your automatic renewal because you won't receive the reminders?
Which reminders?
It's a 4 to 5 day email reminder about your renewal with special offers.
No, I have it written down. It's going to happen in March.
All right, just give me one moment.
Sure.
Change auto renewal, opt out. All right, so I did go ahead and opt you out of auto renewal. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks so much, Horton. You're very patient.
You're more than welcome. I thank you for calling.
Thanks.
That's the video of membership, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.